The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara and this daf says, Amir Rav Chiyo Ba'Abo, Amir Rav Yechanan. Chiyo Ba'Abo says in the name of Rav Yechanan, Hakol Moidim Mechamit Ache Mechamit Shu Chayav. Everybody agrees if somebody makes a mincha, chametz, after it's already chametz, he is also the second person, the second mechametz is chayv dechsiv, like the pasuk says, it says a chametz, it's an offer chametz. The Torah is saying that a person is chayv for every part of making the mincha that he does bechimot. Even though it was already done bechimot, but if he bakes it, so now, one person, let's say, kneaded it with chimutz, and the next person bakes it with chimutz. So everyone who's helping out in this chametz is chayav. And also, additionally, v'misaris achem misaris shu chayav. If one person did part of the sirus, if one person sterilized an animal or person partially, and then another person came and added to the sterilization, they are also, the second person is chayav, even though the animal or person already was not able to have children, and they were misuras, the first person already violated the law of sirus, nevertheless, the second person is also chayav. Now, there aren't that many gemaras that talk about sirus, and sirus is a very serious issur of the Torah. It has many halachic ramifications. We hope it should not come up often. We hope it shouldn't come up at all. But it's part of life. And unfortunately, such things do happen and do come into play. And therefore, I would like to devote this year to discuss the halachas of sirus, the halachas of sterilization. And in truth, the sugya is a very large sugya, and to really comprehensively go through the laws of sirus would take hours and hours, and even that wouldn't suffice. But in this shiur, I would like to give an overview, give over some basics of the ideas and concepts of sirus, so that someone should at least know when to ask a question, to have a basic understanding of what the issur of the Torah is, some different questions and discussions that the Poskim speak about, and that could shed some light on people having understanding what could be a shaila and what's perhaps not a shaila. The Torah gives a mitzvah to have children, and therefore that in itself would obligate everybody to do the most they can to have children and stay away from sterilization. In addition, the Torah also gave another two lavim. One lav is uva'artzechem loisasu, which is a lav, a biblical prohibition, not to sterilize, not to make any being, whether person, whether animal, whether fish, into sterilized, to make them unable to have to be to reproduce. The discussion, a tremendous discussion in the Rishonim, according to everybody, the law only applies to men, sterilizing a male, not to sterilizing a female. However, there's a tremendous discussion as to whether, even though it doesn't apply to females, but perhaps there's another biblical prohibition that would prohibit one from sterilizing a female. Aside from that, there's also a issur of the Torah that a p'tua dako, lo yovi p'tua dako shoshavcha b'kal Hashem, that somebody who was sterilized, a male who was sterilized, is not allowed to marry a Jewish lady who's part of Kol, a Jewish lady who's part of the lineage of Klal Yisrael called Kol. The regular lady, a woman of Klal Yisrael, cannot have marital relations with somebody who is a kushavcha or betula daka, somebody who was sterilized in a way, in a form that made him be considered a betula daka. And therefore, someone who is a betula daka can only get married to either a giyaris or a memzeres, which a memzeres would render all of his children thereafter memzerim, and he certainly wouldn't want to marry a memzeres. And basically he would be put, well, he anyways can't have children, but the Petula Daka, he perhaps would not want to marry a memzeres. In any case, he would be limited to marry only a memzeres or giyaris. So let's continue on. So now we can understand the severity of this concept. If somebody's going to sterilize themselves, they first of all right away violate a lav d'oraisa. They are withholding themselves from fulfilling the mitzvah of peres rivia. Well, if they fulfilled it already, so perhaps that would not be an issue for them. And additionally, they would not be able to marry or stay married to a regular woman unless she's a giyaris or mamzeres. Now, what does it mean somebody's a betzua daka? Or what does it mean the isser of sirus? So the isser tire of sirus would be to cut off the penis, whether the testicle, or whether the vein or the connecting tube called the deferens of that connects the testicle to the body. The tube that's outside the body that connects the testicle to the inside, which basically the sperm travels through it, that is prohibited to remove any of those three things. And removing any of those three would render that the person would be a petula daka and would also be in violation of the law of siros. Cutting parts that are inside the body would not be the law of siros. It would only be prohibited because of the iser of siyas kois ikrin, which that is an additional iser, part of siros, that even when a person is not in violation of siros, even if the person does a different action, which will make that his body can no longer have children, it's an issa of siyas kais ikrin. According to some, that is an issa d'iraiso. According to others, it's not. But either way, it is prohibited. So therefore, if somebody's going to go and cut the vas deferens or another part of the body inside that will make him that he can no longer have children, that's called kais ikrin, that's another issa. But in such a case, he will not be a bitzua dako. Okay, I will go to another. I just want to mention a few cases, few areas where the poskim have discussions and machloiksim, and just to expand a little more on the topic before I go and summarize the basic law, the basic halachas, and then show how it's practical in some cases. One discussion, like our Gemara said, that there's a prohibition of sirus achas sirus, even to sterilize after the person is already sterilized is also a problem. That would be, for example, if let's say someone had a testicle removed, it would still be prohibited to remove the second testicle. Even if they had the testicle removed, it would still be prohibited to cut the vas deferens. Even if they had a testicle removed, it would still be prohibited to cut the penis. That is certainly prohibited. Now, like our Gemara says, that it is an issa of sirus achas sirus. However, there's a discussion in the poskim if the person, our Gemara perhaps, that says there's an issa of sirus after sirus, is only perhaps when it was done, the first sirus was done bidei Adam, randomly by a human being. If it was done somehow bidei Shamayim, somehow it was done because he was born like that, that he's infertile, or somehow it became unusable, became somehow it decayed, one of his testicles decayed, and now it alone, it shriveled up, it fell off on its own, and then he will go and be massaged himself more. That is a machlokes, that perhaps once he's already infertile, and it happens without the human cause, and it's able to be considered that it was bidei shamayim, then perhaps there would no longer be a iser to do another sirus. Or similarly, there's a discussion: what happens if he's an old man and it's for sure non-functional anymore? And the question is, would there be sirus on that? And there's discussions in Paiskim about that. And Moshe says, though, that perhaps everybody agrees to that at least by a lady, at least by a woman, we said that by a woman, according to many opinions of the Rishonim, there's no iser d'oraisa to sterilize a woman. That would mean by a woman there was no iser d'oraisa, no biblical prohibition to remove her uterus or to remove the ovaries, although according to everybody it is prohibited, at least d'rabbanan, rabbinically, but there would no longer be, it would not be an iser d'oraisa, at least says Reb Moshe, even those that do say it's Issa D'oraisa would agree that there's no problem of serious after serious. Once, for example, her uterus was removed, there would be no problem to take out the ovaries as well. Another discussion in the Poskim, the Machlokes of Rishonim, it's really Machlokes in the Gemara, the question is, do Goyim, are non-Jews also prohibited from being Mesareis? Are they also not allowed to go and to cut off, sever the three parts that we mentioned before that make a person for that are part of the reproductive organs of a human being? And it's machlokes tanoim in the Gemara, and then it's machlokes Yerushalayim how to paskin, and it's a discussion in the later paskim how the final halacha is. Now, where's the nafka mina if goyim are prohibited? I don't believe there are too many non-Jews listening to my shir. The nafkimina is, if the non-Jews are also prohibited, then even if somebody will have a non-Jewish doctor perform the surgery, it would be prohibited because of lifnei iver lesite mikhsho, that we can't cause them to violate the iser for them. Another discussion is there a prohibition of amiru la'akum? Even if the goy himself is not prohibited in being misharis himself, but lechayra, I mean, this seems to be, according to most Rishonim, there would still be an issue of telling a goy to cut off one of the reproductive organs in a way that it's the iser of siros, because there's a rule, there's a iser d'rabbanan, a rabbinical prohibition of telling a goy to violate something that we are not allowed to do. They are considered rabbinically as our agents. They're like a shliach, so to say, and therefore, even when a Jew will instruct a non-Jew to do it, even if the non-Jew is not prohibited per se for his own rights, but it would be prohibited for the Jew to instruct him to remove the testicle, for example, because of the iser, because of the prohibition of amiro la'akum. Just like we're not allowed to tell a goy to be mechal Shabbos on our behalf, so too, we're not allowed to tell a goy to violate siris, to do siris on our behalf. Another discussion in the Paiskim is, does this prohibition of siris only prohibit one from doing the action of siris, or it's an iser, it's a prohibition to become a siris? The person who's going through the procedure, who's having the procedure done to them, perhaps they are also in violation for that they're having the procedure done to them. Or perhaps the entire iser, the entire prohibition, is only for the action of doing it. But the one who it's being done on is not in violation of any iser. And so, first and foremost, we mentioned many of the discussions that the Paiskim have pertaining to the sugya of Sirus and the sugya of Petua Daka. Another important halacha, which is mostly agreed upon, is that the Chazon Ish says that the Isra of Sirus and we briefly mentioned this before, but I'm going to perhaps expand on it now. The Isser, the prohibition of Sirus, and also the law of the Tzula Dako, is only on the parts of the man that are outside the body. In other words, the testicles are outside the body. And for that, there's the Isser of Sirus, and for that, if they were severed, there, he will become a Tzula Dako. Also, the penis is outside the body. If that is cut off, he will be a Tzula Dako, and it's in violation of Sirus to cut it off. The vas deferens, the part of the tube that takes the sperm from the testicle into the body and through the body, and then back, then later on it will send it back through the penis. The part that's in the body, if someone severs the part that's in the body, that will not render him a bitula daka. It's also not the iser of sirus. However, as we mentioned before, it will still be prohibited to do that unless there's a good enough cause, of course, because that is the problem of mashish siyas kais ikrin, like drinking a kais ikrin. And now, we will discuss how these type of shaylis become practical. Let's first summarize. So in other words, a man, if there's no reason at all, no good justified reason, a man certainly cannot have any part of the reproductive system removed or severed for him at all. In other words, not the testicle, not the part that outside the body, not the part that inside the body. First of all, he has to fulfill his mitzvah of period of years of having children. He's supposed to have as many children as possible. Even if he fulfilled that, he still has the iser of siros, and even if it's not siros, even the part that inside the body would still have the iser of kois ikrin. And is in addition, besides for prohibitions of doing so, if he actually does so, he will from then on be prohibited in having relations through marriage with a regular Jewish woman if he became rendered as a bitula daka. We said that even a woman cannot have her reproductive organs removed or severed because of this prohibition of sirus, which we said is perhaps only rabbinical for her, but nevertheless, she is prohibited. Again, unless there's a good enough reason. Now, the big difference between whether it's prohibited the Oraisa or whether it's prohibited the Rabbanon is how good of a need do we need to have to permit severing it or removing it. For example, if there's cause of tremendous pain, it's possible, not certain, but it's possible, that a poskim will permit the removal of a uterus or ovary in case of tremendous tar, despite the fact that there's no sakonis nefashis, if it could be assumed that it's only rabbinically prohibited. Whereas if it's biblically prohibited, if it's also midaraisa, there's no possibility at all for us to permit it unless it's a sakonis nefashis. And therefore, for example, for somebody to have a testicle removed surgically, that would be a severe biblical prohibition and can only be done if it's a sakonis nefashis. So, for example, if he's a cancer patient and there is a suspicion that without removing the testicle, he will die from his cancer, so then the halacha would permit it. Anything less than a sakonis nefashis will not permit the removal of a testicle. Even after we permitted the removal of the testicle, we still have to go and find a way how he should be permitted to marry a regular Jewish woman. It's a big discussion if his testicles were removed because of danger, if that's enough of a reason that he'll be permitted to marry a regular Jewish woman or not. So that's beyond the scope of our shir. Shulchan Aruch seems to answer it. There are many thought and rishonim and achronim. There are ways to permit it. A competent halachic authority would have to be consulted about whether from there on he would be permitted to marry and have a regular married life with a regular Jewish woman. Another case where this question comes up is when somebody goes for fertility treatments and they have sperm removed from the testicle. and in some cases they're cutting the testicle, puncturing the testicle, which can possibly be violation of Sirus, or possibly render the patient to be a Tzuladaka. And therefore, before such procedures are done, a competent halachic authority must be consulted. Additionally, any surgeries, procedures that are done to the prostate should be consulted with a competent halachic authority. It should be certain that unless it's absolutely necessary to cut that deference that goes in, out of the body, it should not be done. And therefore, and anybody that is here, for anybody that has a prostatectomy, in other words, they're cutting out the prostate, this gets involved with the shilus of Sirus and possibly Tzuadako, and therefore a competent halachic authority must be consulted how it should be done and if it's justified to be done, and the aftermath of after it's done, because these are very serious shilus. Additionally, even a woman that has a uterus removed or ovaries removed before she has such procedures, of course, if it's sakanas nefashis, everything is mutter b'makom sakanas nefashis, and if it's less than sakanas nefashis, a competent halachic authority must be consulted. And like we mentioned earlier on in this year, the prohibition of sterilizing applies to sterilizing all beings. In other words, if it's a male animal, it could be a male cow, a male a frog, it could be a male fish, it could be a male bug, it could be a male anything. If it's a male being, it's prohibited for a Jew, and possibly even a non-Jew, to sterilize it, to cut off the reproductive organs that are outside the body of that male, and therefore, even if it comes up in a science lab, or by a vet, all these things would be prohibited for a Jew to do. And if anyone's involved with the work of a vet, or that kind of work, they must ask a competent halachic authority. And finally, if someone has had, even if someone already had in the past, the testicles removed, or the vas deferens cut, or anything like that, they must ask a competent halachic authority as far as whether they are permitted to continue to get married or stay married to a regular woman that's considered part of Kohol. This completes this year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.